This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you as we approach the holiday season. Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away, followed closely by Hanukkah and then Christmas. So here at Chicken Soup for the Soul, we're already focusing on all the great stories we have about the joy of giving and the sense of community that emerges around the holidays. We had so many stories submitted for our newest holiday book that were about neighbors getting together to help each other, or even perfect strangers reaching out to help each other. So I'm going to share a couple of them with you today. In the first story, Alana Park Vale was sitting in the kitchen with her mother when her mother mentioned that their neighbor really needed some help. Mrs. Newworth had five children to feed and a husband who had a drinking problem and wasn't providing for them. So there was no way they could have any kind of Christmas holiday. And then Alana's mother suddenly stood up and said, "I've got it. We'll give them their own Christmas, right down to the tree, stockings for the children, and dinner." She started calling some of their neighbors to arrange a meeting. Alana's mother felt it was important to let Mrs. Newworth keep her dignity, and so they decided to provide everything anonymously. They decided to provide a tree, gifts, wrapping paper and bows, and all the components of a traditional Christmas dinner. It wasn't like the neighbors had any extra money either, but Alana's mother convinced them to donate their kids' lightly used toys and to bake something extra when they were baking anyway. They only had a week to pull the whole thing together, so everybody got to work right away. That neighborhood, even though it was filled with young families, managed to pull it off. By Christmas Eve, they had everything loaded into a huge box, and they snuck the box and a tree onto the Newworth's front porch and then rang the bell and ran away. When Mrs. Newworth peeked inside the box and read the note wishing her family a Merry Christmas, she started crying. Alana says, "To my knowledge, Mrs. Newworth never discovered who had left that gigantic package on her doorstep that Christmas Eve. But to me, that was the best Christmas ever, for I had watched a community come together to show the true spirit of Christmas to a family in need." So we started that story with a perfect quotation from Hamilton Wright Mabie, and it's this: "Blessed is the season which engages the whole world in a conspiracy of love." And I love that concept, a conspiracy of love.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Alana's whole neighborhood embraced the spirit of Christmas giving, and it made them all feel great. Dawn Morell shared another story about giving in our new holiday book. Her mom used to drive back and forth to Dawn's college to visit her. And one November, a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, she had transmission trouble. The car wouldn't go at all. So she pulled over to the side of the highway, and a truck filled with chickens pulled over, and the driver rescued her. Now, this was in Kentucky in the 1990s, and Dawn's mother was African-American and was from Louisiana. She did not know what to expect from this kind white man who picked her up. But he drove her back to his house, and his wife came out and asked her what she'd like to drink. And then, while Dawn's mother played with the chicken farmer's six kids, He went back to the highway to her car with some of his friends, and he fixed her transmission. 2 weeks later, Dawn's mom realized she didn't even know the family's name, but she wanted to thank them and also pay for the car repair. She sent a check for $550 in an envelope addressed to the chicken farmer, Bonneville, Kentucky. And by some weird chance, the mail carrier got it to the right place. They got her address off the check, and the family wrote her back with an amazing story. It turns out their farm had been facing foreclosure, and the check was just what they needed to pay the bank enough to hold on to the farm. And they even had money left over to pay for a Thanksgiving dinner. Dawn says, "I will never forget how their actions truly illustrated the meaning of Thanksgiving. Because those kind strangers gave to my mother, she was able to give back to them." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please make sure you subscribe to it. You can go on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded to you. And tell a friend. We have so many reports from people who have made the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast part of their routine when they're driving or exercising or cleaning the house or maybe even preparing a holiday meal. If you want to read more stories or some great tips from the book these stories were from, go to chickensoup.com and click on the picture of Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Wonder of Christmas. You can also pick up our books at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Target, your local independent bookstore, Kroger, Rite Aid, Amazon, Chapters Indigo stores, and wherever else books are sold.